I was laughing at logic in the early hours of the morning when I just had to stop to say that if there's allowance for any abstraction, you will go a long, long way. You're right now sit down on a piece of paper, you know you're gonna throw away. Oh, you're gonna hurl up all life's little lies. There's no one here to lead you astray. Nobody. A bigger screen, a suitcase.
The 11th annual Signal and Noise Media Art Festival is going down June 23rd to 26th. 4 days of contemporary media and sound art, projections, performances and installations, including artist talks and an off-site opening reception June 23rd at 6 p.m. at the Western Front, 303 East 8th Avenue.
If that's off-site, what's on-site?
The Signal and Noise Media Art Festival takes place at the Vivo Media Art Center, 1965 Main Street. For artists, schedule, and ticket information, and to learn more about the festival, visit signalandnoise.ca.
Want to know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
So we're back here on 101.9 FM. This is the morning after show, and we have a half an hour of request here. So we started the show with the Raybonettes with a couple of songs, Forget That You're Young and Evil Seeds. That's from their album Raven in the Grave. Really cool guys from Sweden. And they will listen to Uncle with Nursery Rhyme. And after that we'll listen to three songs of the Green Hour Band from their CD Coming of Clockwise. That's on Scratch Records. And I think these guys relocated to England, to London. So we'll listen to Surreality Blues, You May Descend, An Angel in My Suitcase. That was some of the songs that we were listening today. And we also listened to Sex with Strangers from their CD Frontier Justice. We heard a couple of songs there as well. Image of Lust and Kill Your Friends with Kindness. So we're here with Adam and Ryan from Fish and Birth. They're going to have your kickoff tour, is it?
Party? No, it's the end of the tour.
Ah, the end of the tour.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I guess the beginning of another tour as well.
But. Okay. So welcome home, I guess.
Thanks.
Where were you touring? Across Canada, was it?
Yeah, or? We went all the way as far as PEI, I guess, was the furthest east point we went to.
Okay. How was that?
It's great.
Yeah?
Yeah. Good tour. Yeah. PEI was particularly fun.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How long was the tour?
6.5 weeks. Something like that. 16,000 clicks in 6.5 weeks.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
that's right. We looked at the odometer when we got back. Yeah.
Cool. You were driving a van or?
Yeah.
Yeah? Cool. Yeah, I want to do that. I don't play, but just drive around Canada.
It's pretty
fun,
cool,
eh?
Yeah, you get to meet a lot of people and see a lot of places and just generally have a pretty good time.
Okay, were you playing with different bands in every city or how was the dynamic?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah,
we were just touring as ourselves, not with a supporting act, so you get paired up with different people when you play different places. And then once in a while, I guess Saskatoon, we played one night with another band, and then the next night we just played by ourselves.
Yeah, we play a lot of shows without another band. Probably half without another band, and then half of them we had other opening bands, which is actually a really great part of touring. For me, is just getting to hear a bunch of other bands that we end up playing with. And
which one did you listen that you say, like, oh, this band is really good? Or?
There was a duo from Southern Saskatchewan that
Casey
we played with.
Casey and Clayton.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, Casey what? And Clayton. Uh-huh. You gotta look these guys up. They're the girl who's singing, I think, is around 14 years old, and the guy is playing fingerstyle guitar, kind of in the style of out of Mississippi, John Hurt.
Really good guitar player.
Yeah.
Wow, amazing.
Cool.
And I think he's 17, maybe, something like that.
Oh, really?
They're going to be on the festival circuit a bit this year. They blew
me
away.
They're phenomenal.
Yeah,
they
listened to their CD all the way home. Yeah.
Okay.
And then in Edmonton, we played with a band called The Details, who I just heard on the radio. Yesterday, I was driving and listening to the radio, and they came on, and I was like, oh, that's cool. It's a band we played with in Edmonton.
Cool. So,
yeah, they were great, too. Indie rock from Winnipeg.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, actually, you're not home yet. You're from the island, no? You live in the island? Or where do you live?
Well, I live on Main Island.
On Main?
Yeah.
Okay.
But part-time in Vancouver, too. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And where do you live?
I live on Commercial Drive.
Ah, Commercial Drive.
Yeah.
Okay. We're neighbors then.
Yeah. Yeah, long haul at the UBC.
Yeah, we took the V-line today.
Yeah. No, it was good. It was good.
Cool. But you are from Victoria originally, or
what's I was born and grew up in Victoria. And when I started the band with Taylor, our singer, we were both living in Victoria, and we recorded and played our first bunch of shows in Victoria. So,
okay,
yeah,
okay,
we're not really any of us from Victoria except for Adam, but the band is definitely from Victoria.
Yeah, that's okay, where we started out. So,
the other two guys are also from living here in Vancouver. Oh, three guys, eh?
Yeah, there's yeah, so Taylor, our singer and songwriter, he is kind of from all over. But when we started the band, like I said, he was in Vancouver, and then he moved to Victoria, and we played a lot in Victoria. And then our drummer is from here, Vancouver as well. And then our bass player grew up on Main Island. That's how I knew her, because I did too for part of my time. And yeah, now we're kind of spread all over the country.
Cool. Yeah, it's a beautiful place, eh? Main Island?
Yeah, I just came from there yesterday.
So. All right, cool. Yeah, I was spending last summer in Galliano Island.
Actually. Oh, nice.
Yeah, just across the water.
Yeah, just in front.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay, so where's the other guys?
I think they're in Victoria.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I guess Ben's probably at work or at school or something. So.
Okay. Yeah. So you're split right now?
Yeah.
Okay. But you're playing on Thursday, no? Is it Thursday?
Or? I think it's Friday.
Friday.
Friday
the 17th.
Friday the 17th. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's at the Kulch.
The Kulch, yeah.
Yeah.
Right there in Commercial.
We're playing with the Fitz, who's Veta Hilly and Patsy Cline. And they're awesome as well.
So. Yeah, even if you don't come to the show, you should go online and check out their stuff. It's brilliant and hilarious. It's worth a listen.
Uh-huh, okay.
The Fitz?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's happening on Friday at the Kulch, which is Victoria and Adanac, is it?
Yeah, Victoria and Venables.
Yeah, Venables. Right. Okay. Well, it's around the area.
If you went to Victoria and Adanac, you could see it.
Over. Yeah. You probably go to the Wise Hall. So
that's right.
It's exactly. Just around the Kulch. Across the alley.
Cool. It's a nice place, eh? The Kulch.
Yeah. So they just had a big retrofit a few years ago. So it's really nice.
Cool. Okay. Let's listen to a song from you guys. Every whisper is a shout across the voice. That's the name of the album?
That's the name of the album.
Okay. And we'll be back to talk a little bit more about the names and all that stuff that we regularly ask the bands. Let's listen, I don't know, the first track?
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
Well Run Dry. You're listening to 101.9 FM.
Feeling a little like an old pair of jeans that you grew out of, threadbare and worn through, beyond the point of being patched up. And when the well runs dry, you dig a new well somewhere. Down. shuddered when I heard them hit the bar. Read the night sky for some kind of message. Well, it's sparkling and shone, but it was just a bunch of little dots that didn't mean nothing. And when the well runs dry, you dig a new well. Be honest, neither are you, but I remember well, I watched it fall, the neck just snapped, right at the heel, and that sickening sound of splintering wood. Now there's a root repair that's bound to fail, and things have never been the same since the well ran dry.
So that song is called Well Run Dry, and we're listening to Fish and Bird there. How's the name came about?
The name is actually, it comes from a
Tom Waits song named Fish and Bird, which is off the record Alice. We were looking for a name, and we started looking down the backs of other people's albums to see.
Oh, yeah?
Because song names, probably good band names too, so we found that
one. Okay.
And stuck with it.
Cool. Yeah. Okay.
It's a great song.
Yeah.
It's, if you're going to take your name from someone else's work, it might as well be a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, we played that song a couple of times, but it hasn't stayed in the repertoire.
Oh, yeah. Like the cover song? Of Tom
Yeah, Blake? We yeah. played
okay.
that song.
If you find us at a campfire any later than 3 in the morning, you can feel free to request it, and we'll probably bust it out.
Oh, yeah?
We might play it.
Cool. That's cool. How many CDs do you guys have already?
This is our third one.
Third one, eh?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's kind of the first one with the lineup that we play with all the time, though. Like, the first couple records were mostly just Taylor and myself. Doing like a lot of multi-tracking and getting mm-hmm. lots of guests in the studio. I mean, the last album, all three of the other members of the band did play on the last album.
Okay.
But not on every track, and we had other bass players and you know, Taylor and I did most of the guitar work, and so now we're pretty much just a five piece and everybody kind of has a more set.
Cool.
And it's a little bit more cohesive that way, so.
And you all guys went into the tour, yeah, like the five piece.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. yeah, this lineup's been solid for, I guess, probably going almost 2 years now? Year and a half,
yeah.
Yeah, there's been a couple of exceptions. Adam and Taylor went to the Yukon and did a Homewards Tour, which is a house concert circuit that the organization puts together up there, and they can do two people only.
Oh, okay.
So
I think they might be expanding to three now. Maybe one day we'll convince them to take us, all five of us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay, so Mod May suggests listening to Crazy Dream.
Well, Crazy Dream is a great song, but it has a swear word in it, so I don't know if you can play it.
Okay.
So I think it's a little bit too early in the day for that one.
No, it's okay.
If it's okay, it's not like an offensive use of swear words.
Yeah. Well, is it for the art? Art?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
That's right. Do it for the art.
Cool. Okay, so you're listening to 101.9 FM. And we'll be right back.
In the corner of the cafe, he sang and screamed. He could have been something from a fucked up dream. And I was only half awake, so I can't be sure. Or maybe he was, and maybe we all were. So I just sat and ate my eggs, but they tasted off. I touched your leg and your skin felt soft. It couldn't have been real, it was an eerie light. I must not have woke up from that dream last night. And if you wanna wake up, I can pinch you. And feel nothing. If we feel it when we're alone and never tell anyone, then it might as well be hallucination. In the corner of my eye, I thought I saw you here. I turned to look, but she had disappeared. I was only half awake, but it stuck with me. And that woman I saw in my crazy dream. My crazy dream. And if you wanna wake up,
okay, so we're back here, 101.9 FM. We're talking here with Adam and Ryan from Fish and Bird. and we were listening there to Crazy Dream. Actually, I didn't listen to the Hurts, swear it was.
Yeah, it does. It's fine.
It was
very passing.
Yeah. Okay.
Not important part of the song.
Yeah. Cool. So these guys are playing at the Kolch this Friday with the Fitz.
Yeah,
the Fitz,
that's right.
Which is...
Vetta Hilly and Patsy Cline.
Oh, I know Vetta Hilly and I know Patsy Cline, I think. Okay, yeah. Cool. It's going to be a cool show then.
Yeah.
So is this the last date of the tour? Or is there another... In Victoria,
yeah, I mean, it's hard to say when one tour ends and the other begins when you play as much as we do, you know.
I guess we got home, we did our last show for the tour on the 6th in Twin Butte, Alberta. And so then this show is on the 17th, and then we go on tour again on the 30th.
On the 30th?
Yeah.
Of June?
Of June, yeah. So it's just kind of one show in the middle of some time off.
Yeah.
So it's not really part of any tour. It's just our
Okay. Yeah. Cool.
Yeah, we're touring from our places all the way down to Venables in Victoria and loading in.
That's the tour.
Yeah.
And on the 30th, where are you going?
Penticton is our first show. And then we're playing in Grand Forks for a Canada Day thing.
Okay. Yeah. I like Grand Forks.
Yeah, there's a really cool... there's a guy, Zach, who lives there, who puts on shows. And
oh, really?
He's doing this Canada Day thing, and I guess the Sadies are playing as well, so that's going to be pretty fun.
The Sadies?
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, the mayor of Grand Forks is Brian Taylor.
Who is?
That's crazy.
Who is the founder of the BC Marijuana Party.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh, that's neat.
Yeah, he was... the president or something, of the leader.
Right.
The leader, no? Huh. I think with... Yeah, back in the day with Mark Embry and all.
There you go.
Perfectly in line with everything I know of Grand Forks.
Yeah,
so. Yeah, exactly. No, and it's the only mayor in North America that openly smokes the produce of Grand Forks.
Wow, yeah. That's cool.
So there you go. That's a fact there for you.
Yeah.
So you're playing there. And so where else are you playing after Grand Forks? You coming back?
We're playing some music festivals this summer. We're playing a music festival in Alberta called Soul Fest.
Okay.
On the next weekend after the Canada Day event. And then traveling around.
Yeah, that's near Lethbridge. Oh, that's in Lethbridge now. It wasn't Twin Butte before.
I always moved to Lethbridge.
Yeah, I think so. Pretty sure.
I'm not sure.
I don't know. Cool. It's all in the emails,
somewhere
I guess.
There.
Yeah, we're some of the other highlights.
We're going as far as Dawson City Music Festival and as far east as Brandon Music Festival. So,
So you're going to keep it west this time.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's right.
That's cool. Yeah.
It's a bit of a triangle. Dawson City, Vancouver, and Brandon is a pretty big triangle.
Yeah. So you should have a nice band, no? It's nice.
It's big. Yeah it's big, good.
Yeah, it's treating us better.
Cool.
Yeah.
So, don't miss these guys next Friday, because then, I don't know, unless you go to one of the festivals. When are you playing next in Vancouver?
Not sure. Nothing booked currently. Maybe sometime in August.
Okay.
Probably sometime in August, but maybe not.
Well, Folk West in Victoria. It's a brand new folk festival since they
cool
lost
one,
theirs a few years ago.
Yeah.
We'll be playing the first year of that, and we're super excited for it.
Cool.
Or if you want to make the trek up to Wells, BC, we're playing at Arts Wells Music Festival as well. So,
I think the best festivals in the country.
Yeah, I think the new festival is a good option, the Folk West Festival.
Yeah,
that's right. We're also playing at the Campbell Bay Music Festival on Main Island in a couple of weeks.
Okay, yeah, that's a good trip, too. Okay, let's play a couple of female singers, no? Now that we are into folk. It's like folk what you play, no? Is it?
Yeah, it's kind of like folk. Yeah.
Folk rock.
Yeah,
folk rock. Weird folk rock,
yeah.
Indie folk, weird jazz rock.
Okay,
whatever you want to say. Whatever you want to say.
Cool. Okay, so let's listen to a couple of female singers, and we'll be right back with more tunes here from these guys, Fitch and Berth. You're listening to the Morning After Show.
Good to go, peeking through my window, no ringing of the clock. clock and old tick-tock, tick-tock. Breakfast in bed, looking good with bed head. Straight out of the gate, it's a good day, no debate. And every night I lift my pen, these words I write. Your love was the best part of my day. Your love was the best part of my day. I don a smile, put it on to lift my style. Wear it all around, cause it looks finer than a frown. Out on the street, I'm skipping to my own beat. You see it in my toes, but it's from my heart that it flows. And every night by candlelight, these words I write. Your love was the best part of my day. Your love was the best part of my day. I'll never put it in a box or tie you with a bow. You've gotta let your love breathe if you're wanting it to grow. I'll never throw it to the curb or toss it to the side, cause your love is better than the others that I've tried. Catch the train, never waiting in the rain. And yes, I was the girl that Katie kissed on the lips. Check out my skills, rich with no dollar bills. Happiness is here, cause I'm living life with no fear. And every night, whether you're in or out of sight, your love was the best part of my day. Your love was the best part of my day. Your love was the best part of my day. Your love was the best part of my day. Your love was the best part of my day. Your love was the best part of my day. Your love was the best part of my day. Your love was the best part of my day. Your love.
Sorry, I'm not that girl from Transformers. Is putting on a pair of headphones and listening to music just not doing it for you anymore? Then rediscover your love of music by seeing it happen right before your eyes at the Sled Island Independent Music and Arts Festival in Calgary, Alberta. Running from June 22nd to the 25th, you can catch such great acts as Blonde Redhead of Montreal, Twin Shadow, The Ravenettes, and local Vancouver bands No Gold, Teen Days, Dead Ghosts, and Bison BC. With over 200 bands playing, there's something for everyone. For full lineup and tickets, go to www.sledisland.com.
Let's pretend we don't exist. Let's pretend we're in Antarctica.
So we're back here, 101.9 FM. This is the morning after show. So we were listening there to Nadia Von Hahn from her LP Wait and See What Happens. The song was Winter Is Nearly Over. It's pretty much describes Vancouver right now. But it's nearly over now. We had a last weekend was our first really hot weekend, no?
Yep. Let's hope it continues.
Yeah, with hope.
I'm ready for that.
Yeah, we're almost in the middle of June, and I was kind of cold yesterday still.
Yeah.
It's crazy, yeah.
I had wool on.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, before Nadia, we listened to The Owls with Is It Too Late to Apologize from the EP that we love. That's the name of the EP. And before her, Coco Love Alcorn with that song Best Part of My Day from her LP Play. So there you go. So we're here with Fish and Bird. They're playing a show at the Gulch this Friday with Beta Hill and
Patsy Cline. Yeah, playing as the Fits.
The Fits. Yeah. No? Okay, cool. How much are tickets, or where can people find the tickets?
You can get the tickets online. I think it's thekulch.ca. If it's not, it's kulch.com.
Yeah, that's right.
One of those. You can probably Google it, too. And I'm pretty sure your tickets are $16 or thereabouts. Might be like $16.25 or something.
Okay.
Scary. It's a soft seater. We're like, oh boy, I hope people come. But I think about it, you know, it's like, well, if you'd pay $8 to see us and you'd pay $8 to see the Fits, then, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Just come see us from a velvet chair and pay $16, right?
It's gonna be a good show. It'll be like a nice place to see music. And
yeah, it's a nice place.
Good sound and everything. So.
Yeah. And I guess that the yoga have an intermission or something so people can get the drinks or
I think I'm pretty sure they're gonna run a bar at they run a bar sometimes, but I don't know if they do every time.
That would certainly be nice.
So that's this Friday, and these guys just came back from a tour supporting the album Every Whisper Is a Shout Across the Void. So what's with the title? Or
It's a line from one of the songs, and
we're interesting people to ask questions like that of, because as instrumentalists, our perspectives are either skewed or non-existent on most of those types of things.
Well, I don't know,
I didn't write it.
I had a few conversations with Taylor about what the name of the album would be, and we talked about a couple of different lines from a couple of different songs and a couple of titles of songs. Our last album was called the same, like, as a title of one of the songs, but...
What was it?
The last album was called Left Brain Blues, which was one of the titles from one of the songs on that album. This one, I don't know, I like the title just because I feel like it kind of does talk about... I don't know. It's a very abstract kind of thing. It's hard to talk about that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
You get what you get from it, and hopefully it gives you something good.
Okay.
So. Yeah, that's a line from the song Effigy, which is I think track 2 from this album.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. You guys want to listen to the details?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's
check out these guys. No,
these guys are great.
From Winnipeg. No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And actually, Lillian said that they play here in Vancouver. I don't know when, but I think they already play here.
Yeah, I'm sure they play here all the time. So.
cool. And are you going to Vernon anytime soon? Because we have listeners there in Vernon.
In Vernon?
Yeah, Vernon, BC.
Ooh, we're playing in Kelowna.
Okay.
We're playing in Penticton. I don't think we have a show in Vernon.
I hope to go to that cool music festival they have up there some year.
Yeah.
But there's so many festivals, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to play Vernon.
They have a very warm lake. Very nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Kalamalka Lake.
Yeah. It's super lovely.
Yeah. Cool. Okay, so let's see. The details. Let's see if we can play them. So we don't have the CD, we have to play from the this thing, and this thing doesn't always work.
This song is called Buffering.
Is that MySpace?
Yeah.
We at Fish and Bird we don't like MySpace.
Yeah.
It doesn't work
no,
very well.
They yeah, no. You see it's not doesn't want to play.
Yeah.
Yeah, MySpace, there you go. See, it doesn't work.
Really bad. Let's see here. Yeah.
Well, alas. I should try to get someone on Casey and Clayton's tunes up. I bet you their website works. I think it actually streams off their website.
Yeah, we'll see. Okay, well, let's listen to another Fish and Bird song then. No? Let's listen to Boxes and Bottles.
Sure.
Cool?
Yeah.
It's also a recommendation there by Mod May Productions or Promotions, no?
Yeah.
Cool.
Become a friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver.
Your Friends of CITR card will net you discounts downtown at 212 Productions, Beat Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, Heart and Soul Clothing Incorporated, Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinema Tech, Scratch Records, True Value Vintage, Vinyl Records, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or visit us online at citr.ca.
We must not tolerate homelessness and hunger in the midst of our community. We know where the weapons of mass destruction are. They're not in Iraq. They're in Detroit and Chicago and Atlanta and Montgomery. That's where the weapons of mass destruction are.
And the medio loud, the army pylon is got a lot. But in his only doing his job, meanwhile the people went down below. Their only hope to bring out a bomb. Walked off the bus, I sit in his chair. Got in his last one, it's Mr. Bear. Made up some honor and he dealt his friends. Business is good, you can only win. So when they got no good, go to school. A congressman thinks it's very cool. People are accumulating wealth. Don't need to go to school, learn to kill. The latest poll say the country's rich, and many people live in the street. Spending billions upon the war, they do the same to be all the poor. Just all the war, it's only a job. Living the American dream at any cost. Business is good as for any job. And in the street, make will let them bomb. It's well as cool to be young and strong when your paycheck up for nothing bombs. Make more business sense to truck those bumps from town to town. Where you and I are here today, living the moment, jumping round. It doesn't hurt me in the least to watch it all go down TV. Like I got the good reality show. Pick up the phone and text you both. Who's gonna win and who's gonna lose? And in the end, will be me and you. We can't allow this to go on, but I guess war's just a fucking job.
With no health insurance, that's a weapon of mass destruction. Minimum wage is a weapon of mass destruction.
El señor Pacheco tiene el toque de elegancia cuando prende distinción. Si lo corre a la derecha, no es por gentileza, sino el lógico camino de un buen son. El señor Pacheco es un buen hombre, nunca falta trabajar. De un jalón se pone de buenas, nunca tiene problemas porque está todo dar. El problema siempre es cómo conectar, sin el riesgo de perder la libertad. El señor Pacheco no es un criminal, aunque así lo marque el código penal. Déjelo en paz, déjelo en paz, porque el señor Pacheco no se mete con los demás. Déjelo en paz, déjelo en paz, porque el señor Pacheco no se mete con los demás. Déjelo en paz, déjelo en paz, porque el señor Pacheco no se mete con los demás. Déjelo en paz, déjelo en paz, porque el señor Pacheco no se mete con los demás. Señor Pacheco, como casi todo el mundo, tiene cuentas que pagar. Morcha, desayuna y cena, con lo que hay en la alacena, paga renta, luz y gas. 10 horas de horario fijo, sufre demasiado estrés. Pero cuando llega a su casa, se prende una bacha y le fuma a las tres. Aunque sea lo mismo ser del peor del pan, que traficar. El señor Pacheco no es un delincuente, que mejor encierren a los presidentes. Déjelo en paz, déjelo en paz, porque el señor Pacheco no se mete con los demás. Déjelo en paz, déjelo en paz, porque el señor Pacheco no se mete con los demás. Déjelo en paz, déjelo en paz, porque el señor Pacheco no se mete con los demás. Déjelo en paz, déjelo en paz, el señor Pacheco no se mete con los demás.
Cheese, whole milk, butter, margarine, nuts, and sausage. Pork, beef, cheese, whole milk, butter, margarine, nuts, and sausage. Sausage, pork, beef, cheese, whole milk, butter, margarine, nuts, and sausage. Sausage, pork, beef, cheese, whole milk, butter, margarine, nuts, and sausage.
Press 1 if you are tripping balls. Press 2 if you are planning to trip balls. Press 3 if all the balls have been tripped, yet you find yourself adrift amongst the tubes of the ether, dreaming of tubes amongst spheres that have not yet been you pressed. 1, you are tripping balls.
Relax, you're not tripping balls. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
Malas calificaciones. So we're back here on 101.9 FM. We're here with Adam and Ryan. And actually, it's Ryan's birthday, so happy birthday, Ryan.
This is the first day that I'm 23.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
that's right. Welcome.
Yeah, welcome to the 23rd. Thank you, Adam. You've been in it for 6 months.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, these guys belong to the band Fish and Birth, and they're going to be playing this Friday at the Colch with the Fits, no?
Yeah.
Yeah, really cool. And they're going on tour again on the end of this month, is it the 30th?
That's right. Yeah, I think our first show is on the 30th.
Okay.
Might be the 31st. I'm not sure. Is there a 31st of June?
No.
No.
June 30th.
Okay, yeah. There you go. It's not on the 31st.
Yeah, well, it might be.
Cool. So, what's the story of the band? How did it start it? Or?
Well, basically, myself... Well, first of all, the band started as a duo with myself and our singer, Taylor. And he was playing in a band with one of my cousins.
Okay.
They were kind of like a, I don't know, like 90s grunge rock band. And they were all like, I guess they were like 15 or 16.
Mm-hmm.
And they wanted to do some recording. And I was just starting my recording studio. And so they came over to my place on Main Island and did some recording. Which
okay.
was one of my first recordings. And yeah, they were there. 15-year-old grunge rock selves, and we did that, and then Taylor and I kind of jammed a little bit and found that he was getting into folk music, and I played the fiddle, and then he started playing the banjo, and we just started playing more music, and then eventually we were kind of like, well, this is great, we should do some recording. So it kind of came about as a recording project, mostly the idea being I was going to record and produce and do some playing on Taylor's songs, and that's what happened, and it went really well, and we made our first album, and then we decided to try playing some shows, and that was complicated because we were each playing like two or three instruments on each track that we recorded, so trying to decide which instruments to play on stage was interesting. So we played a few shows with like, you know, six or eight instruments between the two of us, and then it kind of expanded from that. We were like, well, we need more people, so then Ryan started playing guitar with us on our first tour, and has expanded from there, and now there's five of us, and so there's me and Taylor, and Ben is our drummer, and Ryan is playing guitar, and we have bass player Zoe.
Okay.
And, yeah, that's the lineup nowadays.
Cool. So that's three CDs later.
Three CDs later, that's right.
A couple of tours later, or how many tours?
Oh, God, like...
10 tours?
10 tours.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, gotta put the time in.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, we've been across the whole country three times, twice with just Taylor and myself a few years ago, and then just this last time, and then also we've done from between here and Montreal three times as well, since, other than those cross-Canada ones, and then also between here and Winnipeg at least twice as well, and then some BC tours and smaller stuff, so...
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. So this is Mama Pulpa that's playing there. These guys are coming to the Waldorf on July 10 from Mexico City. So check them out. They're going to be playing at the Victoria Ska Fest. That's happening from the 6th of July to the 10th of July. And actually, it's going to be really cool, the Ska Fest. Eh?
Ska Fest is cool, yeah.
The son of Bob Marley is coming to play.
Yeah,
it's gonna be cool.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
Which one?
they're all coming. Festival's just them.
Kylie.
Oh, okay.
We can check it out here.
Yeah.
Ska Festival in Victoria. I know there's a couple of Colombian bands also coming, and well, Mama Pulpa from Mexico. It's also coming. Kim and Marley.
Yeah.
And then Gramps Morgan also is coming to play. The Planet Smashers.
Hey, sweet.
Yeah. Gaudí, guys from Italy. Chris Morey and the New Victorians. They're from LA. The Klaxon from Colombia, Mama Pulpa from Mexico, Giraffe Aftermath. They're cool too. Yeah, so it's gonna be cool. The Rocky Mountain Rebel music. The Afterbeat. Yeah, it's gonna be cool. The Ivy League Brawlers. Yeah, pretty cool. It's gonna be pretty cool.
A great
festival.
Guy named Dane runs that. Festival.
Dane Roberts, no?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, pretty cool guy.
I think he probably knows more people than anyone else I've ever met.
Yep, I'd say. He doesn't. I don't think he remembers everybody's names, but he definitely recognizes everybody.
Yeah. But you know, he likes go to Colombia and Mexico, and he likes to. Go discover new cabins.
Totally. Puts on some cool stuff.
Yeah, if you cannot go to Victoria for the Scafes, Mama Pulpa is going to be playing here at the Waldorf on July 10. And I think Kim and Marley is going to also to be playing on the 8th, I believe, at the Commodore Ballroom with Grams Morgan. So, yeah, there you go. Before Mama Pulpa and the other song that we were listening for background, this one. These guys are called Santa Lucia, and they're from here, from Vancouver. We listened to a song there called War, It's Only a Job. So pretty cool guys, Latin rock, funk, you know, Latin funk. But,
yeah, I like that one.
The city's called Suppressed Anthems, so it's pretty social comments that are like critical of society and governments. And so it's pretty cool. Check it out. Santa Lucia. They just play on Sunday at the Dragon Race, you know?
The Dragon Boat.
Yeah, Dragon Boat Race, whatever. Yeah, so yeah, pretty cool. Let's listen to these guys, no?
Yeah.
Listen to the Flying Fox and the Hunter Gatherers. Which song should we play?
I don't know. I've never seen the album.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've only heard them live. Let's go for track one and see what happens.
Yeah, one's a good choice usually.
Hans My Lion. These guys have an awesome live show. When you see them, did they disguise as the
I've seen them twice, and then one time they were wearing some bits costumes, of costume, but not full on.
No.
And the other time they weren't. We saw them. I think we played with them in Winnipeg.
Okay.
And then also they were at an event called Folk Alliance in Memphis, which we went to with them. And
cool.
Hung out with them.
Yeah, they do this the Wild Things.
Yeah, I've heard about it, but I have not seen the full deal.
Okay, let's listen to Hans the Lion, which is like an opera rock. We'll be right back here, 101.9 FM.
Keeps me close, not glimpsing in her tawny child the hurt the future holds. As lion, I am predator, beast of dread and death. But mother sees what mothers want. She holds me to her breast. I grow up, I grow my mane, I grow my hands. Children from them. I learned to be alone. I learned to sing and see that I am born a lion wild, and lion I will be.
Pretty cool track.
The Flying Fox and the Hunter Gatherers from Winnipeg. Yeah, pretty crazy, crazy, crazy band. Hans My Lion is the name of this CD. I don't know if they have a new one. I think they have a new one, actually.
Oh, yeah? Cool.
Yeah. So this Friday.
This Friday at the Kulch.
Yeah, that's our Vancouver Soft Cedar debut, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep. I'm
okay.
Excited about it. I've been to lots of great shows at the Kulch over the years, and it's a privilege and an honor to get to play there.
Yeah, for sure.
For those of you who don't know where it is, it's at the corner of Victoria and Venables.
Victoria and Venables, yeah.
Just off Commercial.
What time is the show?
Doors are at 7:15.
So the show's
at 8,
probably at 8.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So it will finish earlier,
yeah.
I guess. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah,
okay. Yeah, they're at Union Hall, so...
Got to get there on time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chop, chop.
Cool. Okay, so that's what's happening this Friday. Well, thank you guys for coming to the show.
Thank you.
Yeah,
yeah, sharing, for having us.
Sharing the mics. Let's play another song, no? Which one should we play?
Let's play the track the title gets taken from. Let's play Effigy.
Back to you.
Effigy?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And if you missed the show, you can always podcast it at www.citr.ca. And you can check out the morning after show. Okay, so let's listen to Effigy, and then we'll be right back to say goodbye to you. And I guess Ashley's on her way for What Pink Sounds Like, so stick around.
So print me on your down and bring that effigy around. 'Cause as a character in your story, I'm as much of me as what you choose to see. It's so cold in this country. Understand that alone explain. Somehow every word I spoke was taken right from that script you wrote. Then you came and just burned me down and warmed yourself there by the flames. Later sifted through the remains and covered yourself up in what you found. Though we try and try to conjoin, every whisper is a shout across the void. Though we try and try to conjoin, every whisper is a shout across the void.
What a fun guy.
Well, thanks for listening to the show. This was a morning after show, like every Tuesday. And today we have Fish and Bird. If you like the show, you can always podcast it at www.citr.ca. And check out the previous shows. Ashley's here. She's ready for what Pink sounds like. So we're going to put a last song with a band that is fronted by a girl, actually, for your show. Yeah. This is a Taraina Horse. It's a really cool new band, kind of new in Vancouver, so check them out. This is Teenage Girl, played off bandmusic.com.